from age-friendly Northfield. It's Cece Lindstroth. Good morning, Cece.
Good morning, Jeff. Here for our monthly update on age-friendly activities.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. We're heading into summer. We've got all kinds of activities. We still have a lot of the same activities, but there's a lot of new opportunities out there as well.
Well, there are, but the one thing I want to hit again, because we're starting on publicity, really hard publicity, and that's for our July 13th Community Street Dance. So I know I've mentioned it before, but I'm just going to mention it one more time, maybe a little bit of background on it. One of the domains in Age Friendly used to be health and wellness, but we've changed that to health, wellness, socialization, and inclusion, because we know that during COVID, loneliness led to and was the cause of a lot of negative health outcomes. So we wanted to put together something that included socialization, included inclusion, there's a good sentence for you, and health and wellness, and was free to the community, because I want to mention again that we are a community, city-backed initiative. So we've got this great street dance coming up, and I just want to tell you a little bit about what's happened on that. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. The first is to Fermentation Friends. Mark Schiller and Loon Liquors has put together this wonderful opportunity for people that come down to the street dance. Loon Liquor and the Fermentation Friends, the other distilleries and breweries in Northfield, will be there, and there will be alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. We also want to mention the all-around townie option, and that is Char and John. They have a bus that will be making a loop that we will put out with our publicities, a QR code on our posters, so that people know that they can get free transportation to this great opportunity to socialize for little work. All they have to do is check the QR code, see when Char and John will be driving by, and they can come and go from the street dance as they wish. I also want people to know that we've got a couple of great seating opportunities. If you want to bring your own chairs, you sure can. You can sit on the curbs if you wish, but we'll have the red chairs there, and we've rented about, I think, like 15 to 20 picnic tables, because we want people to take opportunities to explore food options downtown. We'll have a couple of food trucks, and also bring their own if they would like to. And then I want to give one more shout out to the Northfield News and Kim. Both of you do an extraordinary job to highlight the opportunities for older adults. And between the print and the verbal, you know, over the media options that the two of you provide, it's a great opportunity. People know that to be an older adult in Northfield is cool. It's very cool. We hope you all get there someday. So anyhow, we are looking, though, for two. We've got a couple of community organizations that are supporting us with the Bounce House and having environmentally friendly trash and waste disposal. But we've got two more opportunities if anybody in the audience is connected with an organization that does fundraising. We would like to find two organizations that will do the monitoring of the barricades on Division, because we want to make sure that people just know that they can't meander anywhere in the downtown if they have an alcoholic drink. Mm-hmm. So there will be friendly reminders. And you also can't bring alcohol in to the event. So we'll just have friendly neighborhood monitors, probably a neighbor that you know that will be saying, okay, this looks good. You might want to sit down for a minute before you wander off with that. The other thing we need is a group that will be helping us with the setup and the takedown. And we have stipends of $250 for each of those tasks for the afternoon. So now to get on. Did you have any questions, Jeff? He's kind of looking at me, everybody, like, wow, is she just going to take the whole time here? No, I'm not, Jeff. I'm going to share.
You mentioned a couple of things. One was about senior loneliness.
Yeah.
And earlier this morning, we had U.S. Senator Tina Smith on, and she talked just about that subject and trying to secure some funding with some new legislation, part of the senior package that they're putting together. But she was talking about some of the statistics statistics that you have for loneliness, and it's, wow, it's really, you know, since COVID, it was really exacerbated at that time. But it was going on before that, and it'll be going on after that. And some of the ways, and, you know, it's basically she was looking for more funding for programs like yours, you know, maybe Meals on Wheels, some other options that keep... keep a social aspect to seniors' life, even if they do are isolated quite a bit.
Well, I would encourage her to come down here and talk to you personally, and also to the Northfield News, because the publicity that you give to show what we are doing to combat loneliness. I mean, an example was what the Northfield News did with the retro fashion show that I'm so sorry that I missed at 50 North. It was amazing. It was fun. It was creative. These kinds of things with the community street dance, the pickleball, because I've stated this before from a Surgeon General report, that loneliness is as detrimental to your health as having 15 cigarettes a day or having 6+ alcoholic beverages a day and being overweight. There's so many things that come out of loneliness and the lack of free physical activity. So that is a big mission that we took on when the city funded AFN, and 50 North does some amazing things too, as do other organizations. But you know, Jeff, Tina Smith, she needs to come down here, send somebody down here.
I think
she
does.
See some of the things.
All right.
Because we got it happening, Jeff. Go, Senator Smith.
You know, we talked about some of the events, especially the big one, the community dance coming up. But Age-Friendly Northfields goes well beyond just staging events. There's an advocacy for all things related to aging in Northfield.
Yes, and I will be talking to the Park Board on the night of June 2nd, their June meeting, just giving them an update on what Age Friendly does and what we can be as a resource. But we do have a lot of things. I just came from pickleball. It was full of all the older adults out there were just having a great time. And we're going to be working with Chief Nelson at the fire department on a couple of things, like the Knox Home Box, which is to provide homeowners with a secure rapid access system that currently is used by 15,000 fire jurisdictions throughout the U.S. And it provides first responders with quick entry during medical emergencies and reduces forced entry damage and repair costs and reduces risks of injury to responding personnel. So we'll be working with Chief Nelson on that. We also, once the street dance is done, we'll be restarting our health, wellness, socialization, and inclusion wellness team to look for opportunities for projects and support for activities that are going on in the community, because we're not noisy, but we're vocal. so we want to be out there advocating. We've talked with the city. We were included in the downtown design meeting, some of those, and the transit hub meeting, the thoughts on designing that. We just have thoughts on everything, Jeff. Go ahead, give me a topic.
That's a good thing, man. And they need to be heard. And I got to hand it to the city and the people who are running the city is, they are including groups.
Yes.
You can't please every group every time. But, you know, the senior population, especially with some of the, I don't want to say mobility problems, but, you know, I'm speaking for myself, who just stumbled and broke his wrist. There's concerns about design. There are design concerns anytime you get involved with, you know, building a new park or redoing Bridge Square or just replacing a sidewalk. There's issues, and the seniors need to be heard from.
Yes, and we have a very wonderful voice on the council. I think that the work of council member Jamie Reister, as she is on our steering committee, and she has, I think, made it just now common practice, best practice, that any bench that's purchased by the city has arms on it. Because whether you're 5 or 85, right? Having that arm on that bench helps stabilize you, helps you get up and down. And where those benches are placed in the shade and the kind of overheads, and falling is huge with older adults, especially when there are surfaces that change and you're moving slowly, fragilely, with a walker, in a wheelchair, to make those transitions from pavement to path to trail, to make them smooth so that people can get out and enjoy the fresh air, be physically active and included, and socialize. There I go.
Cece Lindstroth is with us from Age Friendly Northfield. Cece, anything else you'd like to highlight while we have you in here?
Yes, actually, Jeff, there's just a little bit. We are currently looking for volunteers and domain team members for our age-friendly organization. And if anybody in your vast listening audience would like to just know a little bit more and see, where could I help? Just go to agefriendlynorthfield.com and send us an email, and we will get back to you and talk with you about how you can be involved. And then we're also looking for someone to help us with our just tasks of management, you know, our meeting notices and all that kind of stuff. And that's $25 an hour. I just want to mention that. Nice little bit of change for a retired adult.
Yeah, absolutely, and get involved. It'll you know, stave off some of that loneliness we were talking about before, and Jeff, social isolation.
Yeah. We are quite the pair. This is great. We feed into each other well, but with great sincerity.
She brings in great big cue cards.
I'm a teacher. I don't go anywhere without being organized.
All right, Cece, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
and
Jeff.
Let's get on that calendar. That's July 13th with the community dance.
And thank you, Northfields, for supporting us.
All right.